This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 12:32. Welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you on this Tuesday on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Marcus Mariota was benched during the Titans' recent game. Ryan Tannehill went in there and did nothing after he went in Denver. And for the latest on what's going on with the quarterback position in Tennessee, we talk with Chris Harris, who's on Twitter at Chris Harris WSMV, the NBC affiliate over there in Nashville, and he joins us now. Chris, thanks for coming on here in Portland with us, man. We appreciate it. I'll start with Marcus Mariota. He gets benched. Do we see him as a starter the rest of the year?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? I was at Mike Vrabel's press conference yesterday, and he said yesterday that he would make a decision on that, either yesterday being Monday or today on Tuesday, and then let the team know. I'm curious to see what he does, honestly, because everything was geared towards helping Marcus have success this year. They went out and paid a lot of money for Roger Saffold at left guard. They drafted a receiver to give him another weapon. And they've been all in on Marcus. This was his last year of his rookie contract. And so they so wanted him to succeed, to make their decision easy, to sign him to a long-term deal in the offseason. So if they don't do that, then it's a complete 180 now, and the franchise is going in a completely different direction. So I'm curious to see if they go back to him to give him one more shot, or if they just cut their losses now. Because beyond this season, I think it's fair to say that beyond this season, both Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill are not the answer after this year. So it's, right. I think the question now is, who gives them the best chance to win games for this season? And that's all they're focused on right now.
Well, and how tricky of an answer is this, too? Because I feel like if you bench him right now, I mean, they obviously benched him in the game, but if they officially name Ryan Tannehill the starter, can you go back to Mariota? Like, the offensive line has issues. We know Tannehill hasn't been an overly successful quarterback, so you imagine at some point he's going to struggle and you're going to want to yank him from a ball game. Like, at what point do you lose the locker room if you're just going back and forth between the two guys?
Sure, and I asked Mike Vrabel that very question. I said, whoever you decide to start this Sunday, does that mean they're the guy the rest of the year? And he said he doesn't want a revolving door for a quarterback. So I think whoever they go with, they're going to ride that guy unless something just awful happens. So that's the thing. And, like, if you put Marcus back out there, then what are you saying to everyone? You know, are you saying, well, we've seen what he is this year. Remember what he has done in the past, and he's won him some games. He's had lots of comeback victories. But what are you saying to everyone if you put the guy back out there that you benched because he couldn't get it done?
Yeah. Chris Harris is our guest. The NBC affiliate over there in Nashville is where he hosts a show. He's on Twitter at Chris Harris WSMV. We're talking Marcus Mariota being benched for the Titans. You know, he's obviously a hot button issue out here in the West. Everybody, almost everybody, no matter who we rooted for, liked watching and loved watching Marcus Mariota. I assumed he was going to do really well in the NFL, and it has not gone his way. What I'm curious about, though, Chris, is everybody out here says, well, he's with the wrong team. He's with the wrong coach. He's with the wrong play caller. How much better can Marcus Mariota be, in your opinion, if he were to go somewhere else with I don't know, let's just say, hypothetically, a better play caller?
Sure. I think those are valid concerns that the people out there share. And look, I'll like it on record. Like, I love Marcus. I think he's a great guy, and I've seen him win games before, and I've seen him make mistakes. That's a good question, and we may get to find out after this year. him going somewhere else. It's kind of funny. Some of us around here are floating around the idea that, well, you know, what about this scenario? Let's say Titans cut him loose at the end of this year. Then he ends up going to the Chargers. And in a couple of years, he takes over for Phillip Rivers. And then maybe in a different system that could work out differently. I don't know. But it's a confluence of events. Like, obviously, his injury history here has hindered what he's been able to do. He hadn't been able to stay healthy for a full season. I get that. But the offensive line towards most of last year and then all of this year has just been horrendous. The Titans lead the league in sacks allowed in 29. Mm-hmm. This year, their offense leads the league in negative plays. So it's not just eight. It's everyone. And I, unfortunately, like with some of the throws in this past game, you just wonder, like, this Marcus does not look like the guy that we saw 3 years ago,
right,
who threw for 26 touchdown passes, or 2 years ago who helped lead the team to its first playoff victory since 2003. He doesn't look like the same guy. And I wonder what took his confidence away, because it seems like his confidence has been shaken. And some of that, I'm sure, is that he's been running for his life because he's trying not to get sacked a lot. So it's not all on him.
Yeah. Well, I think the head coach is interesting, too. He was asked, I'm not sure if it was after the game or at his press conference yesterday, but somebody asked him, why has Mariota regressed under you? And he kind of sarcastically answered, maybe I'm not a good coach or something like that. But in a league now where it feels like most teams outside of a small number are trending towards hiring these innovative offensive minds as head coach, the Titans went against that grain a little bit in hiring Vrabel. And they're not off to a good start. I don't think people are expecting many things to change for them the remainder of the season. Is there any hot seat talk? I know it's only year two, but any hot seat talk for Vrabel in Tennessee?
I'm just not sure, because he and the GM are tied at the hip. Like, they are close. I think John Robinson, when he decided to make that move, that Vrabel was his guy all along. They had history together in New England, and So I don't know about that. Now, if the offense continues to struggle, they are in a first-year offensive coordinator with Arthur Smith, who's been with the organization for a number of years in various roles. He's been a tight end coach, I think, for longer at that position than any of the other roles. But so they elevated him to the offensive coordinator position. And if the offense doesn't get going, I could see maybe a change happening there. But as far as Mike Vrabel goes, I'm not sure. Especially now after going 9-7 last year, and then let's say they do cut bait with both the quarterbacks after this year, so then they bring in a new quarterback to start over with. I think that definitely buys him at least another year.
Yeah, we're talking with Chris Harris, works for NBC over there in Nashville. I'll get you out of here on this one, Chris. You think about Marcus Mariota and where he potentially is going to end up, but the one thing that remains a constant in Tennessee is it feels like post-Steve McNair, RIP, that team, no matter the coach, the play caller, they're just determined to be the same team every single year. A boring, not exciting team to watch, kick a lot of field goals, play defense. I don't know what's in the water over there, but there's something that mandates.
It's that SEC country, man.
You guys got to have like the same everything, no matter who comes in and who leaves.
Well, that's a good point. Watching Titans football the last couple of years, you know, they've been struggling to, like, get out of mediocrity, that's for sure. I mean, you know, there's nothing – in the NFL, like, if you have three winning seasons in a row, like, that's – let's face it, there's something to be said for that, because not a lot of teams have done that, and that's what they've done. So there is that. But trying to take that next step to where they're a perennial playoff team, you're absolutely right. I don't know the answer to that. They've, you know, shuffled in. I've been here – 8 years now. This is the third GM and the fourth head coach. They're trying to figure it out, and I don't know what the right answer is. I do know under the current GM, he's gotten them on the right track at least. Taking the next step is the issue, and they just have not done that yet.
It's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait to see what happens in the next few weeks. The end of the season, Marcus Mariota in a must-play-well situation has not played well. He went to the bench against Denver. Chris Harris of the NBC affiliate over there in Nashville, our guest here today on the Daily Ticker to give us the latest in his thoughts. He's on Twitter, at Chris Harris. Give me a second here. I'm scrolling on my Twitter. WSMV. 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 There we go. Chris Harris. Chris, thanks for hanging out with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to do it anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.